All right, y'all. Yesterday morning, we talked about being on guard. We also covered that subject maybe 4 Mondays ago or something like that. My goodness, time flies. So tonight, full trust. Full trust. That's what we're covering. I want to talk to you for a little bit about fully trusting God. Who would have thought it? But here's the thing. I think if we're all honest with ourselves, you know, trusting God sounds easy when everything is going good. Kind of talked about that yesterday, right? When it comes to guarding our hearts. Sounds easy, but are we actually prepared for when trials and tribulations come? Just like putting your trust in God. It sounds easy when everything is going good, because it's easy to say, I trust the Lord when the bills are paid, when your family is doing all right, you know, your prayers are being answered relatively quickly, and you can see what God is actually doing. But the real test of trust comes when you don't understand what God is doing. The real test comes when you prayed and it still didn't change, especially when you want it to. Because we humans are very picky when it comes to timing. We want things to happen now. We want it now. And if we don't get it now, we're never getting it. Or so it seems. You know, the real test comes when you're hurting, confused, waiting, disappointed, or tired. And God still says, trust me. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It's so simple. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. Ah, really? Lean not into my own understanding? But I'm so smart. I'm so logical. I know what I'm talking about. How could God write such a thing? Well, what else does it say? In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I love that, don't you? Because God never told us to figure everything out by ourselves. He never once told us that we would understand every season of life that we find ourselves in. He never promised every road we would make sense to us. He never promised that. He never said, son, every road you take is going to make sense to you. He never said that. But he did promise us this. He promised that if we acknowledge him and trust him, he will direct our paths. You know, sometimes we want details when God is asking for some simple trust. We want explanations when God is asking for simple faith. We want to know the entirety of the plan when God says, just take the next step and don't worry about it. And the hard thing about trusting God is that trusting him usually means what? Giving up control. We as humans, we hate to deal with things that we have no control over, because it's in the unknown. And we like knowing what's going to come next, because if we know what's going to come next, then guess what? It gives us a false sense of control. You know, we like having backup plans. We like having answers. But faith does not operate off of control. Okay? Because faith means what? Believing. Faith is believing. Faith and trust always work together from the very beginning. Faith operates off of confidence in who God is. Simple. Real simple, yet so profound. You know, there were moments in Scripture where people had every natural reason to panic. but they trusted God anyways. Think about Peter walking on the water in Matthew chapter 14. You know, as long as his eyes were on Jesus, he was okay. But the moment he started to look around at the wind and the waves and the storm, he started to sink. And honestly, that's what happens to us at times, right? We start out trusting God, but when life gets loud, fear gets loud, anxiety gets loud, bad news gets loud, and suddenly we're focusing more on the storm than God himself. But, you know, I'm thankful that even when Peter started thinking, you know, Jesus Christ was there and didn't let him down, right? Matthew 14:31 says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. I mean, aren't you thankful that God is still reaching for people when they're struggling to trust him? Oh my word. Today I'm going to share something personal. Today I went to this little sandwich shop called The Big Front Door. And, you know, everything's going okay, except that when I finished my lunch, I just had this wave of grief and wasn't panicking, but it was like a wave of grief just overcame me. And I got to say, I had a moment of fear of the unknown. I'll call it what it is. And so God was still reaching for me when I was struggling to trust him in that very moment. A lot of people think that trusting God means that you never struggle. Oh, that's far from true. Isn't that the truth? That humans struggle time and time again. Trusting God means even in the struggle, you still stay close to him. Even with tears in my eyes, I still pray and call out, Abba, Father. Even when I'm tired, I still worship. Even when I don't understand, I still believe that God is good. Really something. You know, a lot of people might say that, I'm tired right now. But God is still good. I got to say, though, I think, you know, people might say that God allows things to happen to test our trust. And I'm not sure that that's the most accurate statement. However, God may use times of our lives that do occur naturally, and he can teach us things that we can learn from those times, right? You know, we may not like those seasons of life. Maybe we would have chosen something totally different to happen to us. But those times of life teach us things about God that comfort never could. I mean, I'm sure y'all have at least one time in your life where you know wasn't from God, but you still learned something valuable because of it, right? I mean, everybody has something like that. David said in Psalm 37:25, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David wasn't speaking in theory. David had lived through battles, caves, betrayal, fear, failure. And after all of it, he says that God had never failed him. And that's why your testimony matters. Because somebody else is watching how you walk through your storm. Anybody can praise God when life is easy, but when people see you still standing after everything you've been through, that speaks louder than words ever could. It's truly something. One of the biggest enemies to trusting God What do you think that is? It's a four-letter word that it starts with an F. Fear. One of the biggest enemies to fully putting your trust in God is fear. Fear makes you doubt when God said. Fear will make you overthink. Fear will convince you the worst is about to happen. But in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Because fear says, what if everything falls apart? Faith, which is the opposite of fear, says, what if God is still in control? And here's the truth. God has already been faithful to us over and over and over, time and time again. And if we're honest tonight, there were times where we didn't know how we'd make it, but somehow God brought us through. There were prayers he answered, doors that he opened, strength that he gave us, peace that he bestowed upon us. And if God was faithful before, you can bet your behind that he's going to be faithful over and over again. That's really something. I'm going to kind of wrap it up tonight, keep it short and sweet. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. This is real simple. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You know, we love to believe in things that we can see. If I can see it, I must believe it. Oh, I only believe that this is going to happen when I see it. You understand? That's people for you. If we don't see results, I don't believe it. You know? For we walk by faith, not by sight. That means sometimes we keep walking before we see the answer. We keep praying before we see the breakthrough. We keep believing before we see the miracle. Because our trust is not in circumstances. Bingo! Our trust is in him. And you know, at the end of the day, God has not once ever failed his people. And he's not about to start now. So you guys are all wonderful. And I'm going to pray and we'll close out here. Okay, so Father God, thank you for allowing us to put our trust in you. You are such a good, good God. You know our own thoughts and our own hearts more than we do, Father. So we just give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.